Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, the Wisconsin program that provides food assistance for people in need is 10 days away from running out of money. Governor Tony Evers just made that announcement today, and it's because of the government shutdown. Governor Evers says the Trump administration recently notified Wisconsin that there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits to about 42 million people across the country. Wisconsin's SNAP program, now known as FoodShare, is 100% funded by the federal government. That means if the shutdown continues, the benefits may not be available at all next month. Governor Evers says that leaves 700,000 Wisconsinites without access to basic food and groceries. And this is something else to note, even if the shutdown ends tomorrow, November benefits will be delayed. The state says it will work as quickly as possible after the shutdown ends, and assuming that there is funding there, to resume issuing food share benefits.
Number two, and as a brand new announcement here, some breaking news, OpenAI is introducing ChatGPT Atlas. It's a new web browser built with ChatGPT at its core. So with Atlas, ChatGPT can come with you anywhere you go across the web. So I have a ChatGPT app on my phone. I go to the app, I say, give me some dinner ideas for Tuesday night, whatever I want to do, or a trip itinerary, something along that line. But I have to go to a separate app to do that, and there's a separate web browser or domain for that. Well, now you've got a browser built with ChatGPT, which allows you to kind of do your business on the internet, and ChatGPT sort of comes with you across the web, anywhere you are, helping in the window that you're operating in, understanding what you're trying to do, completing tasks for you, all without copying and pasting or leaving the page that you're on. So currently, ChatGPT is an app or it's its own website. ChatGPT Atlas allows you to do whatever you want on the web, and ChatGPT follows you to that website. This is all brand new. This is, moments ago, this is being announced here by OpenAI, the makers of ChatGPT. Pretty interesting stuff.
It's interesting, too, because it's not the same. This takes it a little bit further, this ChatGPT Atlas. But right now, even if you go to Google, you pop something into Google, you'll notice at the top these days, it gives you an AI overview.
Sure.
And so I'll skim them. I'm a little skeptical of them oftentimes, but I will skim them to see what the latest is. So I think this just takes it 5 steps down the road.
It can give you a snapshot, but it's not perfect, right? I mean, sometimes the information is just not 100% accurate. But we know that AI is designed to think like you, right? It's designed to be more conversational. So as you use Atlas, ChatGPT will get smarter and more helpful because it starts to learn you. It starts to learn your rhythms and what you're searching for, what you're looking for. And it helps you out in this Atlas mode. So this is all brand new. ChatGPT Atlas launching worldwide today.
They say it works in your flow and it's built around you.
That's a good slogan.